Hello everybody, my name is Johan Vervloed. I submitted two shows for Hacker Public Radio some months ago, and because there is now a show shortage, I decided to submit a third one today. In this show, I want to talk about prime numbers. In particular, about the fact that there exists an infinite number of prime numbers. This has been proven more than 2000 years ago, but I noticed that a lot of my friends that don't have a mathematical background aren't aware of this. Yet it is rather easy to prove. So that is what I will be doing in this episode. If you are afraid of math, don't worry, it won't take more than 10 minutes. First of all, I am going to define a prime number. I won't go into technical details, but a positive integer is a prime number if it has exactly two positive divisors, 1 and the number itself. So the first prime numbers are 2, 3, 5, 7, and so on. For the proof that the sequence of prime numbers is infinite, I am going to cheat a little. I am going to use the fundamental theorem of arithmetic. This theorem states that every integer greater than 1 is either a prime number itself, or it can be written as a product of prime numbers. This product of prime numbers is unique, apart from the order of the factors. An example. Take the number 42. 42 can be written as a product of prime numbers. 2 times 3 times 7. Apart from the order of the factors 2, 3, and 7, there is no other way to write 42 as a product of prime numbers. And this can be done for every integer greater than 1. This seems a trivial thing, but in fact, it is not. Nevertheless, to keep this discussion on topic, I will assume that the fundamental theorem of arithmetic is valid. Now, the proof that there are infinitely many prime numbers. We will show that for any finite set of prime numbers, there exists at least one prime number not contained in this set. If I can prove this, it follows that the set of all prime numbers must be infinite. So, let's go. We take a random set of n prime numbers. And we call those prime numbers p1, p2, p3, and so on. The last one is called Pn. Now we construct a new number, let's say Q. We construct Q by multiplying all those prime numbers P1, P2, etc. and add 1. Now, is P1 a divisor of Q? When we divide Q by P1, the quotient equals p2 times p3 times p4 and so on times pn, and the remainder is 1. This is how we constructed Q. So p1 is not a divisor of Q. The same is true for p2, p3 and so on. None of our n prime numbers is a divisor of Q. All will have remainder 1. Now what if we apply the fundamental theorem of arithmetic to Q? It says that we can write Q as a product of prime numbers. So let's do that. None of those prime numbers in our product is contained in our original set of n prime numbers, because all those prime numbers are divisors of Q. and the prime numbers in our original set are no divisors of Q, like we just saw. So there exists at least one prime number, not in our finite set P1, P2 till Pn, that is a divisor of Q. There we are. We just proved that if you can take a finite set of random prime numbers, there is always at least one prime number not contained in this set. This means the set of prime numbers is infinite. I hope you enjoyed this proof. It is not impossible that I made a mistake, because I didn't do a lot of math the last 10 years. So if you have any comments, please let me know. You can find my contact info on my website, which is johanv.org. That is johanv.org. I want to thank Hacker Public Radio for hosting my show. And I want you to send in a show as well, because Hacker Public Radio is running short on shows. Just talk about anything that might be of interest to hackers in general, just like I did. All information you need can be found on hackerpublicradio.org.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All Binrev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.